That's me. Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
Mr. Gates from Redmond, Washington writes, Dear Dr. Science, why did Silicon Valley become the center of the computer industry?
Contrary to popular belief, it had nothing to do with massive silicon deposits located just south of San Francisco. The huge LCD lake just north of San Jose had something to do with it, although that lake is invisible at the most oblique angles. By the way, blind trout swim in that lake, and I'm told they're quite tasty when poached, although I wouldn't know as I don't eat the flesh of blind animals. No, the computer industry got its start because of the large concentration of nerds who couldn't make it in the San Francisco fern bars. They drifted down towards the comparatively boring Santa Clara Valley in the hopes of having better luck with less competition. Still unlucky at love, they turned their energies towards hacking, and the rest is history.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
You do?
That's right.
Willie Atwell from Oshkosh, Wisconsin writes, Dear Dr. Science, recently I was browsing through my local used bookstore and I saw an issue of Popular Science magazine dating from the early 50s. The front cover showed people flying around wearing rocket packs on their backs. Underneath the picture it said Earth 1990. Well, now it's 1991. Where are the jet packs?
I have mine. What'd you do with yours? Maybe you weren't paying attention a few years back when Sears put them on sale. 30% off with 4 refill solid fuel boosters, and the afterburners were included. Buy 3, get a 4th for free. Yeah, I bought the whole lab crew their own. We spent a few days doing nothing more than zipping around the parking lot, banging our heads into walls, and skinning our knees when it came time to land. So don't criticize progress if you can't take the time to read the ads that come with your local newspaper.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
Knows more than you do.
That's right.
Lori Gordon from Windsor, Colorado writes, Dear Dr. Science, what are sperm banks? Do they pay interest?
No, but they do have drive-up windows and self-service teller machines. There are heavy penalties for early withdrawal, so be sure to check the terms of your deposit, as regulations vary from state to state. Many people who are fearful of sperm banks still keep their savings underneath the mattress, but these people are risking genetic damage from theft, fire, and gradual erosion from inflation. Since I'm neither a financial counselor nor a fertility expert, I must advise you to seek the advice of an expert in the field, but let me know how you're doing. Dr. Science cares.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree.